In the presentation, we, and the last very last slide, we did some mortgage exercises. And in your assignment, you're going to do mortgage exercises. And on the exam, you're going to do mortgage exercises. So let's go through the mortgage exercises worksheet. Here's the answer key. Don't peek. So I'm going to click on mortgage exercises worksheet. And since this is the master, I'm going to make a copy because we don't want to destroy the master. So let's make a copy. Call it copy of chapter 7 worksheet. Make a copy. And so now I can play with this and then destroy it and do whatever I want with it. So let's get rid of the... give ourselves more room by getting rid of this guy. Okay, so the loan principal 450. And I know that's a low-end condominium, but you can get in there with a down payment, and that's your loan principal. So how do we do this? We take the $450,000, and we're going to cross off those last three zeros. Just get rid of them. So I guess I got to go back here and format, text, strike through. Just I don't need to do this, but I did it anyway. Now, what's the quick key? We have to multiply that times what? Times the multiplier. It's a 6% loan for 30 years. So we're going to go down to the table here. And there's a separate table that you can, it's much more accurate. You can, not accurate, just much bigger, print it out. But no, this is fine. Go across the 6% and down to 30 years. And we find that the multiplier is 5. Come on, sweetheart. Come on, honey. 5. You can't see this thing. Get that out of the way. 5.996. So that's our multiplier. What is that? For every $1,000, we're going to pay $5.996 for the loan. So let's multiply that through. Can I get my calculator out? Let me get my calculator. 450 times 5.996, I get 2,000, you don't need the dollar signs, but I'll put them in there, $2,698.20. I got the underline on, let's get rid of the underline. Okay, so that's our monthly payment. So that would go right up in here, monthly payment. Now, how many payments? Well, that's pretty straightforward. Whoops, let's get rid of the... Get rid of the strike through. So there's 306. I'm sorry. There's 30 years. I was just trying to tell you. And then let's get rid of the underline here, and then come over here and get back the underline. Times 12 months per year. Right. Well, that makes sense. That's pretty straightforward. So that's 30 times 12, which is 360. Did you get that? Make sure I did it right, because I make mistakes. The 360 payments. So that would go right over here, number of payments. Cool. So now we've got the payment of $2,698.20. Oops, turn off and then turn it back on. Times 360 payments. Just think, dear, only 359 more payments and it's all ours. So what is that? That's got 2698.20 times 360, and oh my goodness, that's almost $1 million. Why do you think your banker is always so happy to see you? So the total amount is almost $1 million. But wait a minute. We, that would go under total amount, of course. We borrowed $450,000 of that. So $971,352. Oops, get rid of this guy. Okay, turn it back on again. Minus the $450,000 that we borrowed. And that is minus 450,000. I got my trusty calculator. And so we're going to pay $521,352 in total interest. Yeah, now I'm going to go check the answer key. Make sure I got it right. Let's check the answer key. Let's see what we got here. Okay. Yeah, 2689820 as a monthly payment times 360 payments, 971, I'm sorry, 352, or over $500,000 in total interest. That's why your banker is always so happy to see you. Okay, now, we may have two incomes, and we might be deciding that we want to pay this puppy off a whole lot faster. So we're going to ask for a 15-year loan, and right off the bat, they're going to give us 0.5% less, or maybe less than 0.5% less. Sometimes it's 0.75, so check it out, right? But we're only going to do that for 15 years. So we start with that same $450,000, and we get rid of those last three digits. If you don't get rid of the last three digits, you're going to get a really large number, and it's not going to make sense. So if that happens to you, don't freak out. Just, you know, figure out what happened and get rid of the three zeros, all right? Or divide by 1,000. You can do that. Now, we're going to go to 5.5%. Whoops, a little too fast. My mouse is very sensitive. Go across the 5.5% down to 15 years or 8.171. Get out of the way. Oh, it wants to know if we want to change the borders. 8.171. So let's bring that back up here. And that is for every $1,000, we're going to pay $18 and a little over 17 cents. So let's do my calculator. Come on, calculator. Me and electronics, we don't get along too well. We used to, but not anymore. 450 times 8.171. Oops, I goofed. Hang on, let's try it again. I zigged when I should have zagged. 450 times 8.171, and I get, make sure I got it right because I make mistakes, $3,676.95. You see, many people think that if you go with a 15-year loan, it's going to be twice. The payment's going to be twice. No, it's not. It's not. You know, it's another, what, $800 more? Well, almost $1,000 more. I'm sorry, almost $1,000 more, but it's not twice as much. Why? It's because when you first start making the payments, most of what you're paying is interest, and you're paying down the principal very slowly. And so if we have a 15-year loan, right, we're going to be paying down the interest much faster because there's less of it. So only 15 years, so that would go there. That's the monthly payment that would go up here. 15 years, and then times 12 months per year. Again, that makes sense, right? And that is only 180 payments. Check it out. Make sure I got it right because I make mistakes. Let's try it. 15 times 12. Yeah, 180 payments. Cool. So now we've got our, I'm going to copy this just because it makes life easier. Okay. The $3,676 monthly payment times, I thought I hit you there, times 180 payments, and that gives us, okay, so let's try that again, 3676.95 times 180 gives us 661,851. So that's the total amount of the loan. total amount, which would go right here, right under total amount. Okay, notice, it's a lot less, $300,000 less. Well, we're only doing it for 15 years. So let's take that 661, 851, and let us subtract $450,000 and... Come on. And so that's $211,851. Well, now look at that. That's about $300,000 less than the 30-year loan. Well, that makes sense. We're only paying the mortgage for 15 years, and in the beginning, we're paying less of, as a percentage of the payment as interest. So the principal is coming down a whole lot faster. But it means we got to come up with an extra $1,000 every month, $12,000 a year in more in payments to the bank. But some people might say, yeah, it's worth it. Okay, so go over these exercises, try, and then, of course, make sure you can do the assignment sheet, and they're going to be on the exam. Okay, thank you so much, dear students. We're so proud of you. Be awesome.